Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
So your world is torn apart and you're left with a broken heart, and you feel that there's no real healing inside. Oh no, but this I know. You cannot feel it, just believe it. He'll make everything. He'll make it all right. He will make it all right.
Yes, I love it. I love it. The Lord, the God that we serve, will make everything all right. It doesn't always look that way. It doesn't always feel that way. But the truth of the matter is, God is ordering our steps every step of the way. Welcome to Don't Give Up Radio. I am your host, Jackie Wayans, and I am so excited tonight because we're going to be discussing an issue that I know personally I've been struggling with for years, and that is the issue of prayerlessness. As His people, we are called to prayer. We are called to having a lifestyle of communication with God. And, you know, it's not that we don't pray. You know, we get up in the morning, we give God thanks, we pray over our meals. We're constantly talking to Him throughout the day. But what we're talking about is going in for that deeper level, that time that we need to hear that word from the Lord that's going to sustain us, that's going to give us the power that we need to be impacting in the world that we live in. Whether there are situations or problems or issues that are going on with our in our lives, but just to be in His presence. And prayerlessness, it just pervades. It's just going all throughout the country, and we need prayer in our lives. And I was so thankful when I found out that Forever Jones was coming out with a new CD, and that the focus of this CD was not just music, but to provide a tool for which to help saints get closer in their intimate time in prayer with the Lord. So tonight we have with us the members of Forever Jones. They're made up of Duet and his wife Kim and their lovely children. And I don't know who all is on the line, so just tell me who's there, guys. Who's with me?
Well, right now it's of course, myself, DeWitt Jones, and Dominique is here. There'll be others that will be coming in, but we're awesome. So glad to be here with you, Jackie.
Awesome. I'm very, very happy and thankful to have you on. I've enjoyed your music for years, and even attempt to sing some of it myself. But really, it's just been a blessing. I feel that you're a very grounded family. I've watched a couple of episodes of a whole season on Bounce and see that, you know, your motivations for what you do is really to just show Christ to the world and have them see what it really looks like to just walk this out. And so I appreciate that transparency.
Thank you. It's so exciting to just be on your show. I've been looking forward to it. And we can't wait to just talk about something that's been, you know, really a priority. I'm not saying that we're perfect, but it's just been a priority in our life for a long time. And, of course, that's prayer and talking to the Lord.
Well, let's get right to it then. You know, I mentioned in the open the issue is that, you know, here in America, there are, you know, at least four churches on every corner. You know, we have access to all kinds of Bibles and downloads and apps. And yet it seems like there's less time than ever to pray. And prayer services are the lowest in attendance out of all the services. And so there's a great, great need there. I just want to start with, you know, the reason, you know, as you're in ministry, not only in song, but in terms of just, you know, pastoring and dealing with a flock, what are some of the primary causes that you see impacting our society regarding prayerlessness?
Jackie, I tell you what, I've been in church all my life, and you know, prayer is just the prayer. It's been a challenge as far as people spending time in the presence of God and getting to know the Lord, it should be the greatest time and opportunity that people, especially Christians, have in their days to get a chance to talk to their Heavenly Father. I think one of the challenges, if I could say, you know, I don't know the total, but I know it's got to be a strategy of the enemy, really.
Yes.
To keep us in a place to where we would not ever really know the blessing of prayer. And so prayer has kind of become kind of one of those religious pieces in the church that's unattractive, to be honest with you. I mean, if we're honest, prayer is really not that attractive. And I think that, you know, what we need is we need a rebrand. We need to rebrand it in our hearts to really get to relaunch it in our lives and just really really redefine prayer, because prayer is the privilege of the royal species. I mean, out of 6.7 to 8.2 million species on planet Earth, and they're not really sure about that, as the scientists have tried to inventory the species on planet Earth. They haven't really come up with this, and they don't agree on this number, but somewhere around there, multiple millions of species, only one, Jackie, has been given the royal, awesome, regal privilege of approaching the Almighty.
Mm.
And not only that, but the privilege of being called a son, a daughter, a child of God. It's incredible.
Jackie, this is Kim. I'm Mom.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I know who you are. Welcome. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you. I just wanted to chime in as it relates to why is prayer important. And as a mom raising five children, and I know I need to speak to this for mothers, the importance of prayer is when you pray, believe. And that's one of the challenges that we believers have, and because we expect God to answer the way we pray. And what I mean by that is we have our bullets that we come and we say, God, I need this, and this, and I need it to happen like this at this time, and it needs to look like that. And when we pray, we've got to believe that God, number one, hears us, and God answers prayer. God does answer our prayer. And when God does not answer our prayers the way we want him to answer them, then we get challenged with, does prayer work? Prayer does work because God does answer our prayers. He knows exactly what we need. He knows who we are. He knows when it needs to happen, especially for our children. So I want to encourage, I just have to encourage moms, because I've been in this position so many times that when I prayed, it didn't happen the way I saw it before I went to God. And it didn't happen exactly when I thought it should happen. But I want to encourage every mom, every head of the household, to pray and believe that God does answer prayer. And that's the thing about when we pray, we've got to believe, Jackie, that God not only hears.
You're absolutely right. You are. I hear it all the time in prayer services. We aim for prayer, and then we kind of backpedal off of it, and we're like, but, Lord, you know, if it's your will, and then we, you know, just kind of start watering down the very thing we were praying for, you know, either we're going to go for it or not, you know. I'd rather you be hot or cold, not lukewarm, right in between. So I absolutely get what you're saying. And actually, I want to come back to you and have you share a little bit of real-life testimonies about being a mom and times that you've seen prayer really work. But, DeWitt, you said something very interesting about rebranding prayer. So tell me, what is the vision that God has given you in regards to the prayer tools and in regards to prayer for, you know, this nation?
I tell you what, as it relates to the prayer tools, there are several things we're doing, because prayer is at the top of our priority, and we feel it's kind of an assignment, you know. I feel it's an assignment from the Lord to begin to coach up people, to encourage them in the area of prayer. And so we have tours that we're putting together, and I'll talk a little bit about that. But we were actually pastoring the church and struggling in our prayer time. I'm just going to be honest with you. I jumped out, and I was a young pastor, and I jumped out and had the church in a season of prayer in which we were praying like an hour and a half, three or four times a week. And and when we got into it, it was like crazy. It was grueling, actually, to be honest. You know, we were sitting there, and, you know, we actually stumbled into adding music to our prayers. I mean, go figure. But, I mean, I know that's like a no-brainer, but we stumbled into it. And actually, later on, as we were listening back to the tape, we realized that this was a moment that could really help people in their prayer life. And so we actually, the first album that we actually did, it was a prayer tool. It was a prayer tool that we did. It was back in the 90s before Forever Jones, but with the family. And we put that together, and it was a great blessing to thousands of people.
You know what it did with those prayer tools is it caused us to stay, go to a place that we wouldn't go on our own and stay longer than we would have stayed without that music, without that assistance. And that's
exactly
what those prayer tools is all about.
Yeah.
Is getting us to a place of prayer and keeping us there long enough to hear God speak to us.
Absolutely. And so that's what we did. And so we here this time, you know, as we felt like the Lord was really putting on our hearts, and of course Dominique will share her testimony of access, because, you know, it's a solo project for her, and without her even knowing what the Lord has spoken to me, she just felt like she was to do a prayer tool, and so she'll speak on that. But these prayer tools are simply here, like Kim says, to help people go to a place that they wouldn't go on their own, that they know they need to go. We know, everybody knows we need to pray.
Exactly.
But I mean, you know, it's a challenge.
Right.
It's a challenge sometimes.
Know,
so, go ahead.
I hear what you're saying in terms of it being a no-brainer. And, you know, in the Old Testament, we see a great deal how music and song played a role in prayer and right before great victories, and just a part of the regular worship experience, music and prayer was involved. And sometimes we get so doctrinally involved that we kind of eliminate things that is common sense. So because you don't directly see that in the New Testament, it seems like, you know, there's a great deal of emphasis that has been removed from intertwining music and prayer together and lifting your voice and song in worship and keeping it as a part of the worship experience. I'm thinking of the song that you wrote, He Wants It All, the all of us that comes into prayer, and sometimes we just come into it with our brain or we just come into it with our emotions, but to come into it with our whole mind, soul, and strength. Let's listen to that track, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Forever Jones.
Oh, love you. I will love you with my whole heart. I give it all today. I'll serve you. I'll serve you with my life now. I give it all today. I will bow down and let go of my idols. I give it all today. I give it all today. I give it all today. Cause there's a voice that cries out in the silence. Are you listening? Searching for a heart that will love him. Longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all.
Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
We are back and we were just listening to a different version of He Wants It All. Tell me a little bit about, you know, why the choice to do a different rendition and what is it that this version brings to you? You know, what does it do for you as you're, you know, just singing it and ministering it in this different way? How does it allow you to kind of maybe connect differently with the Lord?
You know, I think, you know, honestly, this song, I'm sure you've heard the story, but this song was birthed out of a moment in prayer. And so I think it really does the song justice to turn it into a, to, or allow it to be, I guess, what it always was, which was a, is a moment in prayer. And so, you know, of course, we had to have a 2 minute, 36 second version for radio. But I feel freer when I listen to this version. I feel free to pray. If I were to perform this one out, I wouldn't feel so obligated to stick to the structure of the song, but to rather go deep with the song and allow that song to take me somewhere in God and to a new place of surrender, which I believe this song was birthed through me to do. I think that's why God gave me the song and why he released it into the earth. I take no credit for it, but I know that it's here to call people to a deeper relationship with God.
Think of Fred Hammond and one of the most empowering songs that he's produced for me is No Weapon. And he's done so many different editions of that. And it's just him allowing the Holy Spirit to just continue to allow that song to minister in various ways. I've got to commend you, Access. To me, that's like four songs in one because it takes me so many places. It allows me to enter into his presence. It allows me to, you know, become really passionate and then to kind of calm down and just be still. It just takes me through a range of things. What's most powerful to me about the song are a few lyrics that just stood out to me. And I wanted to just get a sense and talk to you more about the song and how it developed. Because when you said, you know, I want to know you for myself and I don't want to act like I know anymore, that was just so revelatory to me. Because so many times you don't really want to confess that. You don't want to you know, really say that that's the case. You know, everyone wants to appear like you've got it together and you understand what it is to go into the presence of God. But to even just to strip you down and admit that. And then you also said, you know, I don't want to live beneath my means. And we use that so often just to talk about practical things or prosperity things. But this is the greatest prosperity. And the fact that you connected that with a prayer relationship just blew my mind. So I wanted to hear from you in regards to that and the song.
You know, I thank you so much. And, you know, during the process of this, of the making of this song, I really think it started years before when the Lord asked me to start a prayer time at our church from 5 to 6 every Saturday. And so I would just go in there, and I still do today when I'm in town, but I go and I just play for an hour and I sing before the Lord. And these songs started coming together, and they were the cry of my heart, you know? And I was just really in a time of realizing some things. And I think that a huge part of the foundation of growth is honesty and humility. You have to be willing to be honest with where you are, you know, in order for God to take you somewhere else. You've got to be able to recognize where you are in your prayer life. And you have to be humble enough to confess it, just like you said, or you got to humble yourself and just say, you know what, I don't want to get up in front of people and act like I know you anymore. Lord, I need these words to come from experience. I need the message that comes out of my mouth to be based upon a real experience that I had with you. And, you know, I'm a pastor's kid, and like a lot of pastor's kids, you grow up around church and you grow up around these powerful parents who are men and women of God. And at some point in your life, you have to make a decision to not live vicariously through them, to not connect with God vicariously through them. And I was just in this time in my life where I was realizing that God speaks. And if he's speaking, then I want to hear what he has to say. And that, you know, I was during that time, I was also reading a lot of Old Testament stories about how God would appear to these different people and walk with them, and how he showed up to tell Sarah that she was pregnant and that, you know, 9 months from then she was going to have a child. And I just thought, God, I want to walk with you like they did. And the difference between me and them is that I have the Holy Spirit with me, so I should even be walking in a greater level of relationship, you know, because I have the Holy Spirit here with me. So there was a jealousy that was formed in my heart, and I just was like, I have to have this. And I think that a lot of people look at prophets and pastors and teachers of the gospel, and I think that that level of relationship is only meant for those that stand behind the pulpit. But I think that God desires that level of relationship with everyone, and really anyone who will go for it, who will ask for it, who will seek for it. And so that's really where the living beneath my means came from, that we have this wealth. There's a level, there's a richness and a level of relationship that God has for us, and it's really up to us and whether or not we want it or not. So the name Access just comes from that revelation that I do have access to the King of Kings all day. I have, wherever I am, doesn't matter where I am, I can talk to him. Not only can I talk to him, he can talk back to me. If I'll just shut off the noise and build a relationship with him, I'll start to know what his voice sounds like. And it's for me and it's for everyone. And I think deciding to be honest and humbling yourself and really looking at it and saying, you know what, there's something that I can have that I don't have access to because I haven't gone after it, is really the first point to connecting with God. My mom was saying,
I want to ask you a question, Dominique, just for your generation. You made mention to shutting off the noise. For your generation, what would that noise be?
I mean, the noise, there's so much noise, right? I mean, let's look at it. There's social media that we now we don't just use it for social purposes. Now we have to use it for business purposes, you know, to build a fan base. And so, and then there's the television, and then there's other relationships. I mean, I was challenged because the Lord revealed to me that my first instinct a lot of times when I'm walking through something is to go call a friend and ask for prayer when I could just talk to him about it first, you know? And there's so many things that can cause noise in your life, and I think that each of us knows what that is. And for me, it is. It's social media. It's right. Television. It's school. I'm getting my master's degree right now, and my number one excuse for not going places or not doing things is I have homework and I have to graduate, you know?
Right.
And I just think if, and I've heard this, I'm sure you've heard this said, but if the vertical is not in place, and that being the relationship between you and God is not in place, then the horizontal is never really going to make sense for you. Mm-hmm. And so it's got to be priority. As hard as it is, it has to be number one priority for you to know God. And the Bible says, the Bible explains it clearly when God says, when Jesus says, many of you will come to me in that day, proclaiming the things that you did in my name, and I will say, away from you, away from me, for I never knew you. And that to me, explains clearly the importance of knowing God and God knowing us and having that a real relationship with God and really walking with the Lord.
What we're talking about here is really being in the presence of God and feeling His glory. So we're going to play Feel His Presence. You know, we're going to just continue our conversation, and there's so much here, and we have just the time is always flying by. I wanted to transition a little bit and talk about this notion of falling in love, because, you know, we don't have the time or the energy for prayer, but our society is just so obsessed with love and the concept of what we think love is. And we're running and we're chasing after everything that looks like love. And most of the time, it's a counterfeit. It's, you know, it's going to fall short. And, you know, just I remember one episode on Bounce, Dominique, you were joking around about your parents trying to marry you off, you know. So it's like, you know, falling in love is one of the most powerful emotions a human being can experience. And yet I remember the day that I said yes to the Lord and ask Him into my heart, ask Him to be my Lord and my Savior. And I tell you, the next morning, it was like the sound of music. I mean, the sun was brighter and the birds were chirping. And it just, you know, you felt that heartbeat, that heartbeat experience. But the reality is that in our relationship with people, as well as our relationship with the Lord, there is a season where, you know, we lose that momentum. And so the track Falling in Love Again, what did that come out of, and what would you suggest as tools for us to reignite that love relationship with the Lord?
You know, Jackie, I wrote that song some years ago. It was in a time of prayer. I can't remember. I think it was a time of prayer, but it was just all about being real. It's all about being real as to where we are. And you know how you can get so busy doing the Lord's work, working for the Lord, that sometimes you forget what it's all about. And, you know, I was just reading this morning, you know, the Martha and Mary story, and, you know, just how we can just get so busy doing stuff. But Mary picked the right position. She was sitting at Jesus' feet listening to what he said. And Martha, which is many times who we are a lot of times, she was all about blessing the Lord, but she just got overwhelmed. And so, you know, the song, I Want to Fall in Love Again, is really dialing back into what's the real purpose? What is it all about? What's the real focus here? And at the end of the day, it's all about falling in love. And so, you know, it's about falling in love all over again. Maybe our love, we've gotten off track, but just refocusing on what's real, what's it all about. It's all about relationship. It's all about being in love with the Lord. And it's all about knowing him. And it's all about being honest and saying, you know, I just need to fall in love with you all over again. You know, Janelle's here. And,
hi.
And I just want her to keep She sings on that. I just wanted to say something about it.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm fine. Glad to have you. And I know you're kind of a newlywed, maybe in comparison to your parents. You know, you're
Yes, ma'am. They're over 30 years in. So, you know, in comparison to them, we still have a long way to go.
right. But you're close enough to it where you can remember, you know, that first falling in love moment, and then also be deep enough in it where you know there's moments where we have to rekindle our natural relationships. And the same thing is true spiritually as well. What's your connection with the track Falling in Love?
You know, you talk about the first time you, fell in love. You remember falling in love with Jesus Christ. You woke up and the birds were chirping and the sun was singing and you saw butterflies everywhere. You know, I feel like that is so many people's experience with falling in love with one spouse or, you know, significant other. But, you know, hearing you talk about that and the first time falling in love and thinking about other people who, you know, they do just have that moment where they decide to just kind of let it all go and surrender, and they want to say, okay, Christ, I'm giving everything over to you. And I hear a lot of people talk about that moment when everything in their life changed. And I know it comes back to that moment when they decided, I'm going to fall in love, head over heels, you know, with my Creator, and that's what this song is all about. And you mentioned briefly about, you know, the society that we live in today. I think with all social media, if you look at it, you know, we right now are somewhat there has been a narcissistic society that's been created because there are so many people who are, I don't know if I'm pushing it by saying kind of falling in love with themselves, because all they do is they're all about themselves.
Mm.
And they're, you know, they're all about, you know, self, their self-image, when really it should be, you know, about, you know, falling in love with the Creator and being in love with the one who created you, and the love that you have that you get when you realize, I'm so in love with my Creator. It's almost like the love that you have for him is translated to love for lost and broken around you.
You know, that is a very powerful point you bring up. I have a 19, 20, and 22-year-old. Well, she'll be 22 in a week. And, you know, they're taking the selfies all the time. And I see it as a cross between two things. I think what you mentioned, the kind of self-love, I'm so wonderful kind of thing, and it's also it's also insecurity. You want to project that onto the screen for all to see, but in reality, you don't have that love security that you need to really make it through this life, to really stand strong and to stand firm. And that's where the beauty of the song comes in, falling in love again, this kind of fresh, new, real love. As Doe said earlier, the Lord says in his word, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you always. And to understand that this is the one love that we can trust. I wanted to play the track so bad, but I was like, Lord, it's so long. I don't know. But then I found the perfect point, the perfect ending point. So I'm just going to play a little bit of it, and we're going to come right back.
All right.
I want to fall in love. everything we need is in you, Jesus. If we look to the left or the right, everything that we need is in you. And so therefore we seek you. We seek you not with distraction, but with our whole heart. We're bringing it all in, Lord. We are believing for a world of seekers, a world of hungry people who will value you, embrace the value of your presence far above the treasures, far above the world, far above ambitions. We are reaching now further than we've ever reached. We're going deeper, Lord, further than we've ever gone to seek you, to make you valuable. Yes, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge that you exist, as Hosea says. We acknowledge that you are real. You are our only hope. And Lord, we know that we have had other things on our mind until troubles come and situations arise. And then, of course, we do the regular thing. We turn to you. But Lord, today we are carving out time in our day to pursue you, to seek you, to seek you out. Psalm 63 says, you, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, and my lips will glorify you.
There's so much power there. You are listening to Don't Give Up Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Wayans. And I'm listening to that, and sometimes I wake up in the morning and it's just in my spirit, and I'll play it first thing as I start my day. But I want to share with my guests, that, you know, there was a period of time in my life that was extremely difficult days. And in the beginning, I really didn't understand the power of two or three praying together. I didn't understand or learn yet about the power of fasting and praying. It was a process that I had to learn over time. And I remember probably some of the loneliest moments as my marriage had dissipated, and holidays, the kids would go off with dad to family events, and I would stay behind. And that would be a good time to wallow. But God gave me enough wisdom to understand that I would use that time to sing and dance and just pray in his presence. And I actually believe that those were breakthrough moments then that I didn't realize how powerful that they were, that allowed me to get into the presence of God. And so those who are listening today, I've got to share with you, as always, Romans 10 and 9, you know, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. This is where the relationship begins. And as I mentioned earlier, after I came to that place of saying, yes, Lord, I want you to take control of my life and my heart and be the captain of my ship, so to speak, that's when the sunshine really came in, when that love really immersed. And I'm sure you guys can nod your head in agreement to some of those
things.
Let's talk a little bit about your prayer concerts. You mentioned that at the top of the show, and I want to make sure that we have time to talk about that, because that's very different, and it sounds very different. So what does that entail? What are you doing?
Well, I will say this, before I get too far down, I want to say that, you know, if you want to get these prayer tools to go on your prayer journey, you know, they can go to Facebook, and they can download it on Facebook, iTunes, Forever Jones Facebook, or you can go to our foreverjones.com and find it there, foreverjones.com.
Right, and actually, it's also in the App Store as well. So if you have an Android, you can actually download it in the music section of the App Store, and then you can download it from there and have it on your phone and have it on your – that's what I did. So that's how I found out.
That's cool. You know, I love the concerts of prayer. We're doing it in several different ways. Of course, Del, she's also doing Access. And she is, available to go out and minister different places. But what we're doing this year is we're doing a musical concert of prayer that's called The Appearance. And, you know, we have not done one yet, but we are forming this particular one, and it is going to be the greatest prayer presentation that we've ever done at this time. We're working really hard at it. Along with that, we are also praying, going to different cities, and this is just the way we're networking with other groups. It's just prayers in the air, Jacqueline. It's just something about prayer that's in the air right now. But, you know, there are governors that are praying. And are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, good. Yep. There are governors that are praying. And so in June, we'll be in South Carolina praying with a governor. We'll be one of the musical guests there leading a time of prayer there for that state. And so that's going to be exciting. And we're forming some. We've got several places that we're doing all over. I want to go to some of the urban cities in the large urban cities in our United States. You know, especially some of the places where we're well known, and we want to use our platform to really encourage people to spend time. So we'll be traveling with The Appearance, and we'll be trying to do it in some of the big cities and gather as many people as we can to just really see if we can encourage them to start a new journey or to relaunch prayer. We want to relaunch prayer in cities and in homes, hearts. You know, we just want to do it.
As you get close to finalizing the project and you have dates and venues, please contact me and let me know. I know Times Square Church here in New York City has a day of prayer every year where they block off Times Square, believe it or not. They stop all the traffic and, you know, they get the licensing. And in the middle of Times Square, the heart of New York City, there's believers that gather down there to pray that whole afternoon, and that would be an awesome venue for you guys to be a part of. And you know, just keep me in the loop. I'd love to experience it, because I know just from this volume one, it reminded me, because to be honest, there's sometimes a feeling of guilt that I've had that maybe my prayer is not serious enough if I have to have music. You know, I should be able to go in silence and just, you know, knock it out, you know. And this has helped me to remember those days of dancing and praying in His presence and how powerful they really were. So thank you very much. And I'm ready for volume two, by the way. Hint, hint.
Well, we're definitely going to do it.
I just want to put something out there. You know, I've thought about that too. You know, if I need music, then that means that I have problems communicating with God. But I mean, the truth is that we all need help communicating with God, and I don't think there's anything wrong with adding worship music to kind of just prepare our hearts and our spirits in that moment of just being with God. And it's another thing if you were popping pills to help you focus in your prayer time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this is you immersing yourself in a moment of worship and turning something on that will tune out all of the noise that needs to be shut down, that's going to cause your mind to focus on that one thing, worship. And that's really what the phrases are for, you know, the ones that we were talking about earlier, you don't want to live beneath my means. It keeps you focused on accessing the Creator. Another thing I want to say is, you know, I've compared it to running music. You know, there are so many different companies like Nike that have different they have playlists of music that you can access, so that when you're running, you're consistently encouraged to keep running, and it just kind of gives you this, you know, popping beat so that you can be have endurance. And I see it the same way. You know, we're running that race. It's Mark Alford. We want to finish strong, and this music kind of comes alongside and just helps you focus and helps you have a victorious prayer time where you're focused on the Lord.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. I'll give you an example. I'm sure you've heard on the news all the notorious slushy, icy weather we've been having up here in New York City.
Yes.
I was going to work in that, And when I was getting off the train, I put on seven-minute prayer walk with me from the train station to my job. And I've got to tell you, instead of me thinking about, ugh, it's so yucky, it's so wet, it's so cold, and why am I, you know, the whole thing that we do, it just completely transformed my mindset. It took me somewhere else, and I saw all the beauty of the snow and the city, and I knew that that was not me. That was not my natural mind. That was definitely directed so that the music allowed me to go to a place that was positive and did not just allow me to gripe and moan about, you know, the natural condition that I was facing. So that's an example right there about how, you know, music can be used. I mean, we have music therapy that we use in health and wellness when people need to recover.
We definitely thought about, you know, all of those pieces and how music is used. Music is used for so much, of course. And so this prayer piece is fairly new in this day. But I just have this sense, Jacqueline, and I just want to say to you know, your crowd, your audience, that, you know, I just, you know, God has something special he wants to talk to you about, talk to us about. And this music that we put together and these appearances that we are putting together, we're calling it appearance. It's appearance because we're going to appear before God with petitions. But we also have a great expectation as we ask the Lord to appear in us freshly. We just need the Lord to appear in us, his power, because the world needs to see Jesus. They need to see Jesus. They need to see the real Jesus in us. And I believe that God wants to do a lot of those. He wants to just show us his love, his power, his passion for people. And we just have to spend time with him. So these musical tracks are there to just help us get there and stay there and to be changed in his presence.
And even in little moments like that, which I feel like it was a big moment of you walking from the train to your job, he wants to just show you the beauty of his creation, you know, around you that sometimes we miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I often feel like I can't see it in the city, but in that moment I could. And thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, the tracks that I played tonight are perfectly wonderful, but I'm telling you, you need to listen to the whole volume. They're, you know, Change for a Lifetime, Change in Just One Moment. I love it. You know, it time just flies. But speaking of time flying, hours pass. So I want to remind our listeners that this radio show is really based on the Word of God. It's based on Galatians 6 verse 9, which says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest. We do not give up. As we go out, you know, pray for whatever is on your heart. We can pray collectively regarding our nation or those who are listening, and that they would really continue to pursue the passions, the dreams that God has given them their lives. And I will pray over you guys as well and the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you. You're so awesome, Lord. We lift you up right now, and we just tell you how great you are. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us so many ways to be a blessing. You know, you've given us a voice. You've given us gifts and talents, instruments, Lord. Even the technology that is often used to distract us can be used for your purpose, can be used for your glory, Lord God. I thank you for every listener who's tuned in right now, that they would understand prayer is the power. Prayer is what makes the difference. So I ask you now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless Forever Jones as they continue on this work.
Yes.
Every business that you've given them, Lord God, whether it's access, whether it's the prayer concerts, the parents, Lord, that you would just bring it to a place where people will hear and know about it and can enter in to your presence in a powerful way and can have a great move of God, Lord, that they would be a revival that we need so very much in our own individual hearts as well as collectively.
Yeah.
Thanks for the work that you're doing. Continue to praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father God.
Yeah.
Lord, we just pray, Lord, for every listener, God, wherever they are, we pray, God, that their world would just be brightened, God, that they would just be encouraged, Lord, that they would just be lifted up, God, no matter where they are in their lives and in this moment, Lord. I don't care, Lord, if they're in the midst of the darkest
time in the darkest place in their life, God, that your light, God, would just shine, God, and that your love would wrap its arms around them, God, that right here, right now, Lord, as they're listening, Lord, to us, Lord, and under the sound of our voice, God, Lord, that they would just be brought back to that place where they fell in love with you the first time. In Jesus' name we pray.
And Lord, I just pray even, Lord, for the younger generation, God, and Lord, I pray that it would be normal for them to be caught up in moments with you, Father. I pray that that would be the norm, God, for this generation that's coming up under us, Lord, that our generation would do a great job of making your presence and making you real to them, Father, that they wouldn't lack that connection with you when it's their turn to take over, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray.
Wonderful.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Awesome.
This has been great.